attention, Menard shoppers. There's a deer loose in the Christmas display section.
If you go over to our Facebook page or at twodorks.com, you could see the deer that was loose in the Menards. Moline.
Well, you can't see it loose.
Well, okay.
But you can see it.
He's resisting.
Coming electrical appliances too.
Guess what?
The savings will always come right back to you.
We got one of the deer wranglers seen in that video on the phone with us.
I'd like to know how it started.
We got Jed on the phone. Good morning, Jed.
Good morning.
Okay, you're the guy. You're the guy that's got the deer in the headlock in that video.
Yes.
Okay. So let's back up. This was last night?
Yes, this was last night. I don't know approximately what time, but we had just gotten there, and I had went to the bathroom before my wife, and I was coming back to the doors to find her, and I seen her, and I heard a big crash, and I seen her jumping out of the way, and I was like, what the heck, you know, and all of a sudden, coming around the corner, here comes this deer running through the alley.
So it's in a full sprint outside the store?
No, inside the store. It crashed into the front doors, and then at that time, the doors must have opened, and it came barreling through again.
Well, that 11% off, that's big savings, yeah. Man. Even the deer want in on that.
Yeah.
So it's just in the front of the store, and then you and who are the two other guys?
I'm not sure who the other guys were. It kind of ran down an aisle, and it kind of slipped on the slick floors, you know, from their machines.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And I hurry up and jumped on it before it got up and started running into things, running into people.
So it's kind of like when you're pushing a car in the snow, like one guy starts and then the other guys come along to help?
Yeah. I started dragging it out, and two other guys jumped on behind me, and we just carried it out the front doors and set it down and let her run away.
And it didn't go try to make a break back into the store. Just where did it head?
Just out into the parking lot. Ran out into the parking lot. We left probably about a good 45 minutes later, and there was two deer out in the field out in front.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if it was that one or
maybe that was the deer that was the deer that was of age going in to get, you know, some, I don't know, deer lure. Or so, I don't know. So what were you going into the store for?
And my wife was picking up a Christmas tree.
Okay. And did you end up getting it?
Yes.
Okay, good.
And what kind of discount does a hero like yourself get when he helps escort a wild animal out of the store?
I don't think they knew if I was the guy or not. I don't know how many people from inside the store seen it or not, but I'm sure they heard about it, but I don't know if they knew it was me that.
Oh, Jed, that's not how we play it. You know who I am? I'm the deer rescuer, man.
I'm wearing antlers at that point. I'm like the deer whisperer. That's me now. So you and these two other dudes, you're carrying the deer, and you can see it on the video at Two Dorks or anywhere pretty much on social media. You guys are carrying the deer out, and then you set the deer down. The deer moves away. Do you guys high-five each other? Do you bump knuckles? Do you just go your separate ways?
We just went our separate ways, and I went back in the shopping so I could get out of there.
And did the you know the line about bears and what they do in the woods? Did the deer? You said you came out of the men's room. Did the deer happen to use the facilities anywhere in the store?
Not that I noticed. He maybe at number one. I don't know about number two.
Okay. Of course, you were up at the head.
There.
You were up at the head, not at the business end. Smart call.
Talk to the other two to find out for sure.
Yes, you're the smart one of this trio. You're the Larry of this Three Stooges we have here.
But the three of you guys look at each other, and another trip to Menards, I guess. It happens all the time.
Yeah.
Well, you guys are...
There's people getting carried out. But.
Well, I'm sure you guys will be interviewed or called by, you know, somebody from Conan or Kimmel or Fallon or something, but it's not something you happen every day. And the look, I don't know if you've seen the video, but the look on the deer's face, it's like, oh, man, unreal.
I got caught. Yeah.
Uh-huh. I got caught.
I know my rights, man. I know my rights. All right. So, Jed, what do you, other than wrangle deer out of a hardware store, what do you normally do? for a living?
I usually try and shoot them or hunt them, but
this one's making it almost too easy.
Throw it in the back of the truck, you know.
All right. Well, Merry Christmas. That's it's just not the kind of thing you see every day. But we said 10 minutes ago, we said there's somebody listening who knows one of these three people. So did your phone start ringing, or how did you get through to us, or how did you be made aware?
I guess my brother-in-law called in and ratted on me, so.
Well, no, it wasn't your brother-in-law. We don't know. It was an anonymous tip.
Right.
Oh, anonymous tip. Okay.
Yeah, from your brother-in-law, but let's keep that on the low.
Okay.
All right, buddy. Okay. Have a Merry Christmas. All Thanks right. for talking to us.
You too. Thank
All
you.
Right, see you. All right, so there's Jed. He's the guy in the video who came up with whatever he wants. Since Menards didn't bother to take care of him.
Dear Dorks, I'm now submitting a petition to change the phrase deer in the headlights to deer in the headlock. I second the motion. Motion passes. Well, I got to tell you, that's something you did not expect to see this morning. As weird as the internet is, you did not expect to see this deer get escorted out.
You can see the video at twodorks.com.
Oh, my God, baby. Can I touch it? Wow.
They're carrying him out now. There he goes. Said it's closing time, pal.